Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's where I'll give Mike Tomlin some credit. They went 8-8, my God, with Duck Hodges in the infancy of the career of Mason Rudolph. They won big games back in the day with Charlie Batch and Byron Leftwich and Dennis Dixon, Michael Vick, Landry Jones. And then I watch Kevin Stefanski, who I think is a good coach, when they got Deshaun Watson, who's more talented than any quarterback they've had apart from Baker Mayfield since they've come back into the league. He looks like an average coach, if not a bad one. When I look at what has happened in Cincinnati with Zach Taylor, when Joe Burrow doesn't play, they don't have a shot. And so I'll give some credit where credit is due to Mike Tomlin. They win games without Ben. And they went 9-8, maybe to their detriment, in Kenny Pickett's rookie season where he was figuring it out. They had Mitch Trubisky in there. They made the playoffs with Mason Rudolph, Trubisky, and Kenny Pickett. Last season, they made the playoffs with Russell Wilson, who just got benched in New York, and Justin Fields. They went 4-2, and the Jets can't even win a game with that guy. I'll give Tomlin some credit for that, man. When you see these division rivals play with not good quarterbacks, they can't win. The Steelers, they find a way to do it.
That's because it's all set up where the defense of Mike Tomlin usually is the component to winning.
Mm-hmm.
And these other teams don't have defenses, or their defense has been playing bad, like the Baltimore Ravens. Like, if the Baltimore Ravens had a backup quarterback back in the 2000s, I think that they'd be fine.
Well, arguably they did. Right. They won a Super Bowl with
Trent Dilfer.
Mm-hmm. Brad Johnson with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can, if you've got a good defense. We're going to try to run the ball. We're going to try to limit throws over the middle of the field. And we're going to hope our highly paid guys can make plays at the end of games and in the biggest moments. You're right about that. But I will say, when, like, if, and you hope this doesn't happen because he's been so good, if Rodgers misses time, like, let's say all these teams didn't have their quarterbacks the rest of the year. I like the Steelers' position more than with Cooper Rush in Baltimore or Jake Browning in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe they get a shot in the arm in Cleveland playing the kid from Oregon. But I think that poor guy is walking into a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
His first two games, one in London, don't get jumped, young man, and against a great Vikings defense, even though they didn't play all that well against the Steelers. And then you got to play against the Steelers where Mike Tomlin just crushes rookie quarterbacks. Good luck, young pup.
Good luck. We might see Shador at that point. Can you imagine? We might.
If they not, interesting question. In the lead up to the Browns game, we'll get more into detail. I wonder if they played Dylan Gabriel and knocked him out. If they go to Joe Flacco or they go to Shador Sanders.
I think they go to Shador.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
I think they go to Shador, right?
Or even if he just stinks, you wonder what the hook's going to be like. You might as well play all your quarterbacks this year.
What do you have them?
That's right. What do you got to lose?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.